The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Most of the tongues are wagging about Nyquist. What do you know?
Well, he's undefeated, and we haven't had an undefeated Derby winner since Smarty Jones. And ironically enough, if you're looking for handicapping angles, if you're one of those people who likes a little bit of good luck, Smarty Jones drew post 13 when he won the Derby as an undefeated horse, and Nyquist drew post 13. So if you like a little angle, a little good luck charm, that might be it. Unlucky 13 might be lucky for both those horses.
13, eh? There's host Joe O'Reilly talking with John Bornstein about this week's Kentucky Derby sports talk, Kentucky Derby talk. The focus on what's going on in news talk radio starts with an overview of what's happening in sports talk radio. On this week's countdown, number 10 is that focus on sports. It's been in and out of the top 10 recently because of a lot of other things that have been going on, but we're sort of back to some sort of normalcy here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as part of the list anyway. We're going to be going in the next hour over the top 10 talk topics of the week for the week ending Friday, May the 6th. So, the first week of the fifth month of the year, you may have celebrated Cinco de Mayo, or may the force be with you. Any number of things that have happened this past week, including some political things that we'll review as we get toward the end of the hour. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, premier publication in the talk radio industry, having their annual convention in New York on the 20th of May. And meanwhile, we'll monitor talk radio programs and hosts across the country with our list. And so we've started bringing you a couple of new voices on the countdown with number 10, the sports world. Now let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Those wildfires out in Alberta, Canada. Boy, people are concerned about that with good reason. Here's Canadian host Rene Rottenberger reporting on the cost of the wildfire, which may be the most expensive thing that's ever happened in this way in Canada.
The damage, the destruction, and the estimated cost to rebuild expected to be billions of dollars. And also, we can't ignore the personal and economic costs here. Many people, thousands of people indeed, losing everything they have.
Authorities say the flames burning in Western Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta are only getting bigger by the day. The blaze, which broke out on Sunday, has now spread to cover an area bigger than New York City. 70% of the homes in one neighborhood have been completely destroyed. One analyst at the Bank of Montreal has estimated the cost of the damage, based on potential insurance claims, to be more than $7 billion U.S. dollars. That would make this the most expensive fire disaster in Canadian history. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised full federal assistance from the air and on the ground, and more.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that in addition to the Government of Canada providing future assistance through the Disaster Financial Assistance Arrangement, the government will also be matching individual charitable donations made to the Canadian Red Cross in support of disaster relief.
The blaze has surrounded much of the city of Fort McMurray. Most of its nearly 90,000 residents have been evacuated.
Yesterday we spent the night in the parking lot behind the school, and we made contact with our friends in the morning and went over there and spent a couple of hours waiting for our kids to come from north.
Many have had to evacuate multiple times as the spreading flames threatened once safe areas. Some Albertans wanting to open up their homes have turned to Airbnb. The popular vacation rental website is connecting them with those who are in need of free accommodation. For now, high winds and high temperatures mean they won't be going home anytime soon.
Number 8.
Number 8 item is the continuing focus on the water issue in Michigan, the Flint water situation, where President Obama visited this week, kind of in a supercilious way. This is an excerpt from a conversation Scott Voorhees had on our affiliate KFAB in Omaha. Here he talks to correspondent Joe Decker about the situation in Flint including that visit by the president.
John, you've seen the picture of President Obama lifting the glass of Flint drinking water to his lips straight from the Flint, Michigan tap. The look I see on his face as he's drinking it is not exactly a ringing endorsement of the water there in Flint.
Well, that's funny, Scott. I was there, actually, when the president did that. I was in Flint, Michigan with the president. He drank Flint, Michigan water twice. It's filtered water, so please keep that in mind, you know, in terms of making these judgments on the president. But, you know, I think that the president was there essentially over the course of 5 hours to reassure those residents who have been, you know, quite frankly, quite angry with both the federal and state government in terms of their reaction to the lead that has been in their water, their drinking water, for the past 2 years.
It was filtered Flint drinking water. It wasn't straight from the tap?
It was not straight from the tap. In fact, the president made a point of telling everyone that was in that high school where he drank that water, took a sip of that water, not to drink the water unless there is a filter attached to the spigot. And, you know, one of the things that the president made clear is that those filters are available free to the 100,000 residents of Flint, but, you know, they still have to get bottled water. And it's obviously a huge issue for children in Flint because, you know, the lead is something that is obviously very dangerous for young people.
Yeah, well, I wonder who's paying for those free filters. Was the governor of Michigan, who's a Republican, Governor Rick Snyder, was he there with the president?
He was, and it was uncomfortable because he was booed roundly. He barely was able to get through an apology that he was making to those 1,000 students at that high school because they were shouting at him as he was speaking. It was obviously an uncomfortable moment for him. I got to hand it to him. It was pretty gutsy to go there because he is not the most beloved figure right now in Flint, Michigan.
Wow. What, was the president out there while the governor was being booed?
He wasn't. You know, okay. So the governor went out there a little bit earlier before the president, I'd say about 10 minutes or so before the president spoke. And so he went there out there by himself. So the president was not by his side. However, when the president made reference in his remarks to the governor, and that elicited lots of boos and shouts from those in attendance at this high school, the president, you know, said that he's trying to work with the governor to fix this problem. He said it's a problem that's not going to be fixed overnight. It's not going to be fixed in weeks or months. It's really a years that we're talking about in terms of trying to replace all of those pipes in Flint, Michigan. That's a lot of work, and it's also a lot of money, let's face it.
Yeah, the president drank some of that filtered Flint drinking water and then was talking about that federal response to the people of Michigan. What exactly did he promise them? And once again, where's that money going to come from?
Well, the money needs to be approved by Congress. So if there's any federal help that goes to the residents of Flint, Michigan, it will come because Congress has appropriated that money. The president said that he will do all he can to push for that appropriation, but obviously it's up to the appropriators in Congress to essentially put that money forward as something that would help out the residents of Flint, Michigan. Also, you know, keep in mind it's the state of Michigan that also needs to step up and do what they need to do. It's not just a federal problem. It's a state issue, quite frankly. And that's why I think the residents of Flint, Michigan lay a lot of the blame at the governor's feet.
As well they should. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 15 past the hour. Number 7 up next.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO in most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free
two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These guys GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Number seven.
Number seven item this week is our relationship with North Korea, or what the heck that little runt is doing over there. Here is Adriana Diaz reporting in North Korea, as the country's first full Congress prepared to convene. Haven't done anything like that since 1980.
Our second full day here in North Korea was carefully curated to show off the country's military might. We were escorted around monuments and given history lessons about the country's weapons development program. In Pyongyang, hundreds are nailing down choreography ahead of tomorrow's meeting of the Workers' Party, the country's only party. We spent the day being shuttled around to historic sites. Our visit to a gun factory-turned-museum was a thinly veiled effort to highlight North Korea's military self-reliance. Their message, the country makes its own weapons and is packing. We were told it was here that as a child, former leader Kim Jong-il fired one of the first North Korean-made rifles. His sharpshooter-like aim was presented as absolute fact.
Comrade Kim Jong-il shot three bullets and three of them got bullseye.
They all got bullseye. Mm-hmm. And how old was he at the time?
He was 7 years old.
The 7-year-old mm-hmm. got three bullseye?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The right to develop and bear arms is the government's top priority. With highly publicized nuclear and missile tests, North Korea wants to prove it can defend itself against its so-called enemies, like the U.S. After our tour, we return to the Yanggakdo Hotel. It's on an island. When we're not out shooting, we spend a lot of our time working here at this hotel, which we're not allowed to leave without a government guide. It was built in the 1980s. It was at this hotel that American student Otto Warmbier was caught trying to steal a propaganda poster. In March, the 21-year-old from Ohio was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. We've been treated very well here with big smiles and warm welcomes. But that being said, the country's official newspaper referred to America this week as a chieftain of evil, fated to meet a miserable end.
All right. Yeah, what can you do except laugh about something like that, right? It's the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown is a focus on the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, which took place last weekend. Here, L.A. host Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray Omer, and Dave Joseph talk about the Nerd Prom, as it was called, the last White House Correspondents' Dinner for the current president.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner is known as the Nerd Prom, and inexplicably, I watched it twice on Saturday night. I know, it's really some life I put together for myself there. But I did watch it twice, and it was even less funny the second time. Now, President Obama is pretty good at this. I didn't think it was his best appearance. I know a lot of people were wound up about it, but I thought the best run that he had was he was talking about Republicans who were there at the dinner saying that the choice was chicken or fish. And a lot of you wrote in Paul Ryan, who says, but it's chicken or fish. And I thought that his timing and delivery on that was particularly good.
The Boehner thing was funny.
Yeah, the Boehner film was funny. John Boehner palling around with him, which, by the way, only further infuriated conservatives who can't stand John Boehner. But the event, if you will, was stolen by Larry Wilmore, the host of The Daily Show, right? Is that what it is?
No, he's on The Nightly Show.
The Nightly Show, whatever it is. One of those shows.
The one that's after The Daily Show that no one watches.
And literally nobody watches it. It's got a tiny audience. They picked him to be the host. He's an African-American comic writer. He's been around for a long time. He's 52 years old. He's not a kid. And he had some... The jokes were decent. I mean, he had decent material. Well, they were. If you read the script, it's not a bad script. It's just that, the problem is that the room is humorless. It's an amazing phenomenon. I've hosted these things. I've hosted the LA Political Roast on three separate occasions. And it's a tough room because they all believe that they are
untouchable.
Well, yeah, they really do. Like Larry Wilmore had a joke about Brian Williams, and it was fine. It's a Brian Williams joke. It's the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Why should Brian Williams not be fodder for a joke? Instead, they went, you can't make fun of Brian Williams. Why not? Why can't you make fun of Brian Williams? Why isn't he fair game?
Well, and when the joke he made about the journalist, too, he said, you know, Norm O'Donnell went back to CBS, and then Savannah Guthrie went to the Today Show, and Jake Tapper is out of journalism. He went to work for CNN.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's wrong with that?
In fact,
President Obama took a roundhouse shot at Jake Tapper.
Oh, that's right. It was. It was the president.
It was President Obama who did that. There's nothing wrong with that.
And they didn't even have that one. They didn't, even when the president said it, they were all just kind of, and
yeah, because they're
thin-skinned.
They're thin-skinned. Now, the area where I think it's absolutely appropriate to have a reaction is the fact that Larry Wilmore decided to end this way.
So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it,
Drop the N-bomb on the president. And you go... All right, and people are going into HR meetings for the jokes that they send out on email accounts.
Wow. Okay, there, boys and girls, thank you. Let's say hi to the people listening to the countdown in the Greenville-Spartanburg area. Thank you for being around in Colorado Springs as well, listening every week to the unfinished business of the World of Talk Radio, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Greensboro. How do you do? This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 minutes after the hour.
The talk radio countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello to the people in San Luis Obispo. Thank you for being fans of the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Santa Cruz, listening in as well. Jacksonville, Florida, a number of different Jacksonvilles. I don't think there's, is there a Jacksonville in Indiana? No, I don't think so. But there are other places like Seymour, Indiana, listening in Bloomington as well to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Following along here, let's review where we are to this point, halfway in this week's list. Recapping, the Kentucky Derby is at number 10, other things on Sports Talk Radio. The wildfire in Alberta, Canada comes in at number 9. Flint, Michigan, and the water there, number 8. North Korea and their foolishness, number 7. White House Correspondents' Dinner, speaking of foolishness, number 6. So let's keep going so we can get the top 5 in this half hour.
Number 5.
Number 5 is the Middle East action. Actually, number 5 and number 4 sort of are tied together. The battle against Daesh, focus of Talk's Bill Handel. Here with military analyst Brian Suits, they discuss the Navy SEAL that was killed this week in Iraq.
Unfortunately, we lost, that is the United States, we lost another U.S. Member of the armed forces who was killed in Iraq. And as I had said earlier, that if there is any good news about this, and it's hard to find any good news, is that it happens so rarely now that it makes huge news when one of these servicemen are killed. We don't know exactly under what circumstances, because remember, this is not combat, and this was ostensibly 3 miles behind any front line. Brian, let's talk about what your information is as to exactly what happened, if you have any information.
Well, you know, Special Forces is there on a so-called advise and assist mission, but they've been pressuring the Pentagon to pressure the administration to allow them into combat, because there's not a lot of point in, you know, telling guys what to do and then letting them screw it up in combat. You have to lead them. So the current official line that this soldier, probably a Special Forces soldier, and I'm not revealing anything when I say that, the idea that he was 2 to 3 miles behind the front lines is, it kind of reminds me of the Pat Tillman phase, you know, of the first report about Pat Tillman. And the reason I say that is because one of the UK volunteers in the Peshmerga that we sponsor, the foreign militia that fight for the Kurds, was killed about 2 hours ago. And he was adjacent to where the American was killed in this town called Tel Scuf, which is north of Mosul. And that's where the ISIS is in the midst of a counteroffensive. They know that Mosul is going to be attacked by the Iraqi and Peshmerga forces. And so they're pushing back locally. And a couple hours ago, there was several hundred ISIS pushed north of Mosul into a town called Tel Scuf.
All right, so this is not just a sniper shot. It's basically a battle, and we're just starting to get information, and we'll hear about other casualties amongst the Peshmerga, for example.
Yeah, there already are. And like I say, one of the UK volunteers in the international detachment was killed a couple hours ago. And so yeah, this is a ground assault by ISIS. And these things usually peter out, but the thing is they leave behind, dead Peshmerga. And in this case, if you're looking around at the Kurds north of Mosul, you're going to see American special forces and German and British special forces intermixed with them.
Number four item, tensions between the Russians. It was Syria and the Middle East last time we checked. Now NATO is in the eye of the Russians. Here's radio talk host Nick Reed with a focus on the Russian jets that seem to be continuing to fly pretty close to some of our Navy ships.
This is the second such incident, just of the barrel roll maneuver that is being reported, of Russian jets that were within 50 feet of Navy vessels on numerous occasions. Now, their official response was to that incident that they didn't see what the big deal was, that that the pilot didn't know what sort of vessel it was, and once it made that determination, it veered away. And that clearly isn't what happened. I mean, there were three or four different flybys that were caught by personnel on that particular vessel, and of course it was, put online. And I mean, this was the sort of stuff that you saw in Top Gun. They went by the control tower, they would do that flyby, whatever it was, whatever they referred to it as. That is that sort of proximity. And I referenced talking about this before, Top Gun and these barrel rolls, and you may recall, I think it's in the beginning of that where they're hot dogging around, and they do a barrel roll as a way of sending a message of superiority. We can screw around with you. We can do what we want. We can do what we want. We're more powerful. We're stronger. He flies upside down, gives him the bird, takes a photo. I think most Americans never thought we'd see a day when foreign countries would treat us that way because of our complete lack of any teeth. There's no respect for us. Not only there's no respect, there's no fear. There's no fear of repercussions. We are, for all the talk that we heard during the Bush years about how we weren't respected, no nation would have dared do anything to us. They didn't do anything to us like this.
Number three. All right, let's get serious about immigration policy. So say some people who are continuing to look at Donald Trump and others. What about immigration policy? Here's host Garland Robinette from New Orleans talking to John Freer, who's a legal policy analyst for the Center for Immigration Studies. They focus in on the E-Verify program that employers ought to be using to clamp down on illegals.
What is this? When it says it's free over the internet and a federal program, talk to me.
Yeah, it's a program that employers can use during the hiring process to determine whether or not the person that they've hired is, in fact, legally employable. Does their name match up with the Social Security number they've given on the I-9 form? And every person who's an employee understands what the I-9 form process is. You've got to fill out some paperwork. Your employer's got to fill out some paperwork. Those documents go to the IRS, and that's basically the beginning of how you're going to be taxed on your income. Well, the problem is that when those pieces of paperwork are filled out, until E-Verify was around, the employer didn't necessarily know whether or not that name was accurate to the person, whether the Social Security number matches up, or whether it's a completely stolen identity. And we have a situation, even today, where a Social Security number will be passed around from one person to another who's in the country illegally. You have a dozen illegal aliens using the same Social Security number. It could be a legitimate Social Security number, and it belongs to some newborn child that was just issued the number, and they're not realizing that their identity is being used, and they're not going to realize it for another 10 years until they get their first paper out that, in fact, suddenly they owe all sorts of back taxes, their identity is messed up. And E-Verify is one of the ways that employers can fix that from the outset and to say, hold on, your name and this number don't match up. So did you accidentally give us the wrong number, or what's the situation here? And generally, when that red flag is raised, the illegal alien says, oh, I'll get back to you. And they disappear, they take off, and they're not going to be working at that job. Or, on the other instance, you may actually discover that your number is being used by an illegal alien. When you go through the E-Verify system, if there's a red flag that shows something is going on, you want to know about that the first possible opportunity, and E-Verify allows for that.
All right, so we're at number three, bringing us closer to the top of the list. You know what that is. You know it's going to be between now and November, but you don't know what number two is, so you'll find out in a moment here on this week's Countdown Show.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting? No points?
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's best value in saved me. Instantly.
We'll talk about the four-legged variety of Texas Longhorns today. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Sandy and Bill Martin raise Longhorn cattle on their Running Arrow farm near Wellington, Texas. Sandy says she and the Longhorns have a mutual respect.
You raise Longhorns because you like the animals and that's what you want to do. And the Longhorns will do a very good job for you. You have to think outside the box. You cannot think traditional when you think Longhorns. Longhorns are the original out-of-the-box thinkers.
Sandy says their cattle are grass-fed and the beef is lean and healthy. They sell a lot of it at farmers markets in their area. When someone is looking to buy one of their Longhorns, Sandy first asks them why.
And then I match that animal up in personality and their ability to do that job for that person. So the animal fits what the person expects that animal to do. And it goes all the way from being a pasture pretty to going in the freezer to being a roper and to being a good, solid breeding animal that they're proud to own and proud to breed themselves.
Visit RunningArrowLonghorns.com to learn more. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Number two item on the countdown this week. Hey, this is like beating a dead horse. in my mind anyway. But people are talking about Hillary Clinton as she runs for president. Are we still stuck on the email case? Here's a Jay Weber, talk radio professional, with a focus on a hacker who admits in no light way that he went into Hillary Clinton's personal email server.
This Romanian hacker named Guccifer says, oh, I hacked Hillary's server. Yes, it was very easy. It was unsecured, after all. Yes, I did it. And if you haven't been following this, this is not some odd connection here, Guccifer and Hillary. The FBI had this Guccifer hacker extradited to the U.S. to face various charges of hacking U.S. servers in other cases. But there's been some word that they also wanted to talk to him about Hillary's server, because she would have been a target, certainly, and he was an international hacker. Well, Catherine Herridge, the great Catherine Herridge, with her super intelligence forces sources at Fox, say that he's admitting, yeah, I hacked Hillary's server. The infamous Romanian hacker known as Guccifer, speaking exclusively with Fox News, claimed he easily and repeatedly breached former security Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's personal email server in early 2013. He says, for me, it was easy for me, for everybody. The hacker subsequently claimed he was able to access the server, and he provided extensive details about how he did it and what he found over the course of a half-hour jailhouse interview and a series of recorded phone calls with Fox News. In response, the Clinton campaign issued a statement saying there's absolutely no basis to believe the claims made by this criminal from his prison cell. His descriptions of Secretary Clinton's server are inaccurate. It is unfathomable that he would have gained access to her emails and not leaked them the way he did to his other victims. That is a pretty good point, and I'll give the Clinton camp that. Why would he not have leaked what he found? His claim is, well, none of it was worth leaking. But that is one thing where you go, well, okay, you got to give him that. This Guccifer is famous for obviously hacking and leaking. He hacked, but he didn't leak. So is he claiming this for attention? Catherine Herridge says, hey, he had a lot of specifics here, not just in how he hacked, but how he went about it, what he found. And I'm sure the FBI will sort this all out. The FBI is asking him, too. But Herridge says that he claims his first compromised Clinton confidant was Sidney Blumenthal. He got into Sidney Blumenthal's AOL account in March of 2013, and then he used that as a stepping stone to get into Clinton's server. He said he accessed Clinton's server like twice. He described the contents as not interesting to him at the time, which would also explain why he didn't post anything or expose anything, but how he could have actually done this. She could have been the subject of a hacking from Guccifer. He says, I was not paying attention. For me, it was not like the Hillary Clinton server. It was like an email server she and others were using with political voting type stuff, he said. Well, now see, Hillary could use that too. He was in my server. The content was so boring, he left again. See, this really was just Chelsea's wedding plans and my yoga schedule.
51 minutes after the hour. This is a Countdown Extra. Looking at the trending stories, DougSteffen.com trending stories, Paul Ryan says he's not ready to endorse the Trumpster yet. That's the important word, yet. Rumors that Trump is talking to Cruz about running as his running mate. I want nothing to do with Cruz. Nothing. Zero. Same thing would happen with Rubio. If he had any of the other people, Kasich, I think, is a good candidate. Ben Carson would be a good candidate. Paul Ryan would be a good running mate, frankly, I think. The FBI has interviewed. What is it with this email investigation of Hillary Clinton? Give it a rest, will you, please, for God's sakes. You want to embarrass her? You've done that. Hey, maybe she hasn't taken it. I saw a post yesterday and one of my friends' Facebook pages about Hillary Clinton. There's some interesting fodder, to be sure. But you know what? In the light of eternity, it makes no difference. None. Zero. Pretty much the same. The other trending stories here, the wildfire in Canada. Wow, what a paralyzing thing that is when you think about what those people are going through. Oof. And then Sinead O'Connor said that Prince was given drugs by Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
So now Arsenio Hall is suing Sinead O'Connor for $5 million, claiming she is a desperate attention seeker and that she's full of what my cows poop out on a regular basis. She's described as, he said some things that probably we can't say on the radio. Anyway, Hall says he hasn't been around Sinead O'Connor for 25 years. How does she know that?
Right.
He says that she's despicable, and the suit says the allegations are fabricated. So, if nothing else, may I don't know, will it shut her up? That's the idea.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. No, not at all. The number one item this week on the countdown is a focus on who's running for president. And we all kind of know what happened this past week. Looks like things are pretty well nailed down on both sides. Here is the radio host Richard Dixon with political analyst Sherilyn Harley LeBon talking about Ted Cruz shocking his supporters by telling them he's out.
Ted Cruz not only loses Indiana, but drops out of the race entirely. He suspends his campaign is the term that they use nowadays. But I was more than stunned. I really did not expect that. He's been a fighter up until now. I think it was probably the right thing to do because he has zero path to get to the nomination aside from a contested convention, which isn't making anybody happy. I was still taken aback by that. What are your thoughts on the subject?
I thought he would be in with his in until with his boots on, right?
Yeah.
And all of the talk of the second ballot, which we knew was a pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty tough strategy. Nevertheless, I did not in any way expect him to get out now, certainly before July.
Yeah, right? I really felt like he was going to stick around through California, see if he couldn't try to, steal some more Trump delegates and then, let the chips fall where they may. I was equating this, Cruz was drawing to an inside straight, Kasich was drawing to an inside straight flush.
Like
a ridiculous thing to do. You'd be insane to try to draw one card and get the exact right card you need. Well, all I need is the Jack of Spades and I'll have the inside straight flush. No, that's crazy. Right. But some people do it, some people try it, and in this case, I guess Cruz and Kasich both decided that they'd had enough.
Right. The other thing that's pretty surprising is that, with my understanding, Cruz was putting resources into California, hence also to the introduction of Carly Fiorina into the future ticket,
mm-hmm.
as we would say. So we thought, okay, this sort of indicated at least that he would be in it for the long haul, at least to California, which is June.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, you know, I don't, I know Cruz supporters, I know some campaign staff, but I wouldn't say I have any additional inside track to that, but it seems that even those people were all very surprised as well. I mean, this seems to have caught everyone by surprise.
All right. I didn't catch me by surprise. How about you? It was welcome. Thank you very much, Ted, for getting out of the way. Here are hosts Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to political editor Steve Chigaris from CBS about Donald Trump's fundraising plans.
Didn't Donald Trump self-finance much of his primary campaign?
He did, and then he's going to switch that out for the fall. I think he's realized how much he's going to have to raise in order to be competitive. The Clinton side of things is going to be could be in the billions of dollars, and so he's not going to. He said he's probably not going to sell his own buildings in order to fund his general election campaign. So he's hired a finance director and is going to move forward with raising money.
More than money, would this organized campaign fundraising effort help unite this Republican Party?
Well, it could help. I mean, if he is truly serious about raising money, it's not going to be just for him, but it's going to be for the RNC, and it's going to be for candidates running in for Senate, House, and other Republican races. And so that would bring goodwill, I think, among Republicans at least running for office. And the question is that going to be enough, or does he have to sit down with folks in Washington and all around the country and really just get everybody on board for the Trump campaign?
Well, what about, say, social conservatives who've been opposed to Trump? Are they prepared to come around to his side?
Well, you know, it depends on who you're looking at. Are you looking at social conservatives who are supported Ted Cruz? That's a good question. He's going to have to reach out to those people. There were a significant number of people who voted for other candidates. But as Trump will tell you, and you look at the exit polling, he did actually fairly well among evangelical conservatives and very conservative voters. And so he's got a base there. So the question is can those people work with the people who didn't vote for him and bring them on board?
All right. So let's review here quickly. The poll that presents itself at DougStephan.com, the top 10 talk topics of the week from Talkers Magazine. Which one is the most important one to you? You just heard the presidential race discussion. Is that number one with you? Immigration policy, the battle against Daesh, what happened at the correspondents' dinner, the Flint water situation, fire in Alberta. All 10 of them are listed there. You tell us which one is most important to you if you care to. We'd like to understand your thinking of on all these things. But what is the most important? Tell us at DougStephan.com. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.